You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is name. The name of a person, place, or thing is the word or group of words that is used to identify them. 名字 Here is an example from Two Broke Girls. Why is every inbred rich guy named William?
为什么富人都叫 William 呢？对于学英语的孩子们来说，起英文名字应该是最先做的一件事了。
And it is cool if somebody calls you by your English name.
那么今天我们就一起来看看外国人们最喜欢的英文名字和含义，希望对还纠结起英文名的同学有帮助。
Baby Center Canada has released the country's top baby names of 2015. Emma and Leon are the queen and king of the year. Interestingly, the top three baby girls' names have not changed since 2014.
排名前十的英文名字分别是哒哒哒哒 Emma,
it means whole or universal,
也有文静的意思。
It was also used by Jane Austen for the central character, the matchmaker, Emma Woodhouse, in her novel Emma.
Olivia, 这个名字最早出现在莎士比亚的喜剧 Twelfth Night.
In the play, Olivia is a noble woman,who is wooed by Duke Orsino, but instead falls in love with his messenger Cesario.
有橄榄树和平者的意思。
Sophia means wisdom in Greek.
这是一个古老的名字，在中世纪欧洲大陆非常常见。
Zoe means life in Greek.
有生命、生活的意思。
Emily 在拉丁语中 means rival.
它也指勤勉奋发的、声音响亮而圆润的人。
Avery,
这个名字呢是从 Alberich 演变来的，有 elf 和 power 的意思。
Isabella, Isabella's meaning is Hebrew for God is my satisfaction, or God's hope,
上帝的誓约。
Charlotte,
有人评价这个名字说 it's feminine without being frilly,
strong without being boyish,
娇柔而不虚饰，自强独立而不过于男性化。
Lily,From the name of the flower, a symbol of purity,
百合，纯洁的象征。
Eva,
有水的意思，也有美貌、柔和。排名前十的这些名字
,It seems these names are not common in China. So which name do you like? And what is your English name? Tell us on our WeChat. Search for AU English, A-Y-O English.
男同学们 ,don't worry.Next time, we will talk about the top 10 boys' names. See you next time.